Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. This hadith encourages us to teach good manners to our family members in general, and also specifically to our children. It's very important. This is a very important hadith. Because if we don't, give this importance and make it a priority to teach good manners to our children, you know, they're going to learn bad manners from others outside of the family and outside of the house. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Honor your children, and refine your manners, and your sins will be forgiven." Right, so, not only does it have a worldly effect in this world, in the sense that your children will learn good manners, but your sins will also be forgiven in the hereafter if you do so. Imam Ali alaihi salam said the following to Imam Hassan. He said, "The heart of a youth resembles an empty land. It receives all that is thrown into it. This is why I have started to teach you good manners before your heart is hardened and your soul is preoccupied." Right? So if we don't teach our children good manners in the beginning, it's going to be hard for them to learn them. When they grow old, it's necessary for them to learn it when they're young. The hadith in question that we wanted to relate from Imam Ridha is the following. Imam Ridha alayhi salam said, "Instruct the child to give charity with his own hand." Right. So this is specifically about teaching your child how to be generous and charitable. For example, if you want to give, you know, some money to somebody, tell your child to give it. In this way, the child will learn how to be generous and to give charity. The Imam then in continuation says, "Be it a piece of bread, or a handful of food, or any other small thing," even if it's something very insignificant in our eyes, we can give it to our friend, our child, and he can give it to the poor person in that way. In this way, he would learn the benefits of being charitable, and it will become a habit for him. For everything, no matter how little it is, the Imam says, if done for the sake of Allah, and with an honest intention is great. In the end of the hadith, the Imam is alluding to why we should do so, even if the thing we're giving is very insignificant. He says, because if it's done for the sake of God with a pure intention, then the reward for it will be great in the hereafter. And it will have a great effect on this person. You know, it will have a great effect on his soul. And, you know, we will see the effects of it in his life, and he will become a charitable and generous person. In a similar way, the Prophet said, "Teach your children to pray when they reach the age of 7 and make them sleep in separate beds." And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "When the verse, 'O ye who have faith, protects yourselves and your kin from the fire,' was revealed, people asked, 'O Messenger of Allah, how do we protect ourselves and our kin?' He replied, 'Do good deeds and remind your kin about them and discipline them to obey Allah.'" Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at teaching good manners to our family members in the words of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد